Welcome to Swords and Unicorns, an episodic family tabletop adventure. Each episode, the girls of the Jacobs family journey through the world of Alathon, a fantastical place filled with wondrous creatures and exciting dangers.
My name is Winter. I'm a human warrior. I play Summer.
My name is Julietta. I play Autumn, a forest elf druid.
Hey, I'm Sarah, and I play Midnight Moon, a gnome mystic.
And I'm Brando, the dad and game guide. Now let's quest! It's been a few weeks since you three rescued Prissy, the purple prancing pony. The story of your bravery has made its way around the entirety of the four towns, and you three have become heroes in the townspeople's eyes. Other, less pleasant news has also made its way around. Gremlins have been seen more frequently in the Kenwood and closer to the four towns than ever before. In addition to worrying about the odd behavior of the gremlins, all the townspeople are also preparing for Shadow Eve, the three nights when the veil of the spiritual realm is thin enough for ghosts and spooky creatures to drift into the material realm. Most are haunting echoes of past tragedies, but some are otherworldly entities fully aware of their steps into the material realm. But for now, our heroes find themselves enjoying a warm fire with pleasant company. All three of you are in the town of Riverbend, at the famous inn and tavern known as Orr's Rest. The tavern is filled with the warm glow of the fireplace and candles, the soft murmur of people sitting at tables in the main hall and cozy booths tucked away in the corners, and the scents of juicy meats being cooked in the back kitchen. As you're sitting there talking and enjoying your time together, one of the tavern waiters approaches you. Hi, are you three girls, are you the three heroes who rescued Prissy?
Yes.
Yeah, we
That's
are.
That's us.
Wow, I heard that you had to fight 100 gremlins to rescue her. You girls are heroes. Wow. Can I get your autograph on this napkin here?
Yeah.
Yes, but not 100 gremlins, more like 5.
Oh, wow. I heard you also had to fight 100 rat people to rescue her, too, and they were breathing fire. Wow, you girls are heroes.
They weren't breathing fire.
They weren't breathing fire?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you, the chef in the back said anything you want in the tavern, any food or drink you want, is on the house. It's for free. So what can I get you? What kind of food or drink can I get you?
I want cookies and milk.
Cookies and milk, all right. And you, the little one there?
Ice cream sundae.
Ooh, an ice cream sundae. Okay, we can definitely make that in our tavern.
With a burger and fries.
All right.
Yeah, I'll take an ice cream sundae and a soda, Dr. Pepper.
All right, an ice cream and a fantasy Dr. Pepper.
Wait, I actually want an ice cream sundae and Sprite.
So ice cream sundaes all around.
Yep.
And different fantasy sodas for you. Okay, I'll go back and get it. And then the waiter like scurries off to the back and he goes to get your stuff. While you're sitting around, someone else approaches your table. He's a man wearing a white robe and he's a young looking guy. He's a younger adult. He's wearing a white robe and you recognize that white robe means he's a priest. He's a priest. That means he's like a pastor or something. He like works at a church or a chapel.
Oh.
Yeah. So he does like religious stuff for their religion and their beliefs and stuff. They worship the triune. And so he walks up to your table. Excuse me, are the three of you, are you the three heroes who rescued Prissy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good goodness. May I sit down with you at your table?
Sure.
So he pulls up a chair, and he's kind of nervous looking as he sits down, and he looks at you, and he says, is it true that you had to fight off gremlins and rat people and crazy hermits and stuff to rescue her?
Yeah.
Well, I have a favor to ask you. You see, I received a letter from the nearby town of Pine Hollow of someone in the town. There's this old lady in the town who lives in a house that is haunted. And I've been asked to go to that house and to remove the hauntings, the ghosts and stuff from her house. But because it's the first night of Shadow Eve, I'm really scared to travel on the roads on my own because I know at night there are ghosts and spooks and stuff. So would you three heroes, would you travel with me? Would you escort me to the nearby town of Pine Hollow and help me get rid of the ghosts in this haunted house?
Yes.
Yeah, but can we finish your sundaes first?
So right then, the waiter comes back, right when you're having this conversation, and he's just got like a tray full of stuff. And there's three ice cream sundaes. Midnight Moon, did you want an ice cream sundae too?
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay, sure. So there's three ice cream sundaes, and he gives them. And you don't know where he got these, because it's a fantasy freezer in the back, or however it works in the world of Alathon. But he has these ice cream sundaes for you. And a fantasy Sprite for Summer, and a fantasy Dr. Pepper for Autumn. And then he walks away.
Cheers.
Delicious.
Yummy.
Are there any questions you want to ask this young priest? Who, by the way, he leans over and he extends his hand. He goes, I'm Brother Isaac, by the way. That's my name. And he shakes each of your hands. So he's Brother Isaac is his name. Is there any questions you want to ask Brother Isaac?
Why are you wearing white?
Oh, well, see, I'm a priest in the Order of the Triune. And all priests, we wear these white robes as a symbol of our office as priests.
But why white? Why not pink?
Oh, well.
Or a different color.
That is true. I've sometimes wondered that. I wish we could select our own colors, but I suppose it's just the tradition of white represents purity and goodness and light and righteousness.
An American flag.
And yes, and an American flag. There's white in that as well. That's right.
Brother Isaac, Midnight Moon here. Yeah, you know, I think we'll consider accompanying you. But, you know, with Shadow Eve and everything going on, I'm kind of concerned with, you know, our safety, so. Do you know any good ways that we could go through this area safely with you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I know you three heroes are, you know, you have nothing to worry about for sure. But to be safe, you need to go to the little shop next to the town chapel. And in that shop, they sell masks, Shadow Eve masks, that have been blessed by some of the other priests. And these masks will help you to be invisible to the ghosts along the road. Well, to most of the ghosts along the road to Pine Hollow. So before we depart, you should definitely go to that shop and buy a mask for each of you.
Well, let's go.
All right. Well, I will go to the road leading out of town to Pine Hollow, and I will meet you there. So thank you so much for helping me out, and I'll see you on the road. And Brother Isaac gets up, and he's pretty excited now, and he hurriedly scurries off to the edge of town to the road to meet you girls. So you finish your ice cream sundaes, and you get up, and on your way out, a few people in the town or in the tavern, they kind of glance at you, and they kind of like give you a smile and a nod because you're the heroes of the town. You rescued Prissy, and they're like, yeah, you guys are cool. As you step outside and you're walking, it is nighttime, and you notice at every doorstep, on every porch, every house, and every tavern, every inn, every shop, every single one of them has a pumpkin sitting at the doorstep. And most of them have just holes carved into them. Some of them have faces and fun designs in them. And inside each one of those pumpkins is a candle. And so they are glowing because those candles inside those pumpkins keep away the spooky spirits during Shadow Eve. And you walk through the town, and there's not a lot of people outside, way less than normal. Usually, even after the sun goes down, there's still people walking around doing stuff and shopping and all that stuff. But you notice there's hardly anyone, not almost not a single person outside right now. you come to the chapel, and it's this beautiful white building with a big pointy steeple. And then beside the chapel is a tiny, humble little shop. And you walk into the shop. This shop is not run by a goat. There is a counter there with just a regular, well, just a little shopkeeper there. And you'll see that on the shelves all over the place are all kinds of little like religious symbols from their religion. Like they got little necklaces that you could wear with the symbol of the triune on there where it's three points intermingled into one circle. There's their special holy books. They have copies of their holy books that you can buy and read. And there's journals. There's all kinds of things. And then on the back wall, you see that the whole wall is covered in these wooden masks. They're these thick planks of wood that are slightly curved and carved, and each one is carved into a different animal shape.
Cool.
Like a cat. Wow. And a dog.
Cat is one of them. A dog is one of them. They're not like realistic looking. They're kind of like simplistic, but you can tell which one they're supposed to represent. And along the edges of the masks are these curving words that all kind of curve together, carved around all the edges of them, and they are blessings. Which, as you look at all the masks, which animal mask would you like to get?
I want to get the cat.
What do you want, Midnight Moon?
Heard about these really cool creatures that don't sound real because they got two different colors, but a zebra, is that pronounced right? Zebra? Do we have any zebra masks?
You do. There's one that looks vaguely kind of like a horse, and it is kind of striped. There's no colors on it, but it is, you can tell that there's like a texture. Autumn, what kind of animal mask would you like?
Crow.
A crow?
Ooh, cool.
All right. That's very cool.
By the way, I'm getting a scary cat for my mask.
A scary cat?
For my mask.
Okay. I'm going to put that in parentheses. Scary. All right. Now, you pick up the mask that you selected, and you take it up to the front counter. Oh, are you buying Shadow Eve masks?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
You're not planning on venturing out during Shadow Eve, are you?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, do you think that we shouldn't?
I've never seen myself. Every Shadow Eve, I always stay inside my house, but I've heard that it is spooky out there.
We're heroes. I think we can handle it.
Yeah, I think we can.
Oh, you're the three heroes that rescued Prissy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So wonderful. Well, you know what? These masks are on the house then.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
This town is so kind.
That means you don't have to pay for them.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. So what color, I'll paint them for you real quick, right before you go.
So,
and what color would you like your mask to be?
My cat wants to be black, and it's going to have green eyes and orange.
Cool. So black and green and orange?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. What about the rest of you guys?
Purple. Purple zebra.
All right. For yours, since it's striped, you have black stripes, and where the color white would be purple. Right? And Autumn, what color would you like yours to be?
Eyes green. With a few, like, purple spots on it, but most of it's black.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, what would you girls like to do now?
Go to the spooky house.
Yeah, let's head out and look for Brother Isaac.
All right, you girls walk out of the shop with your masks, and there's, like, straps on the back so you can put them on your face. And you walk through town, and you get to the edge of town, to the road leading out of town. It's a wide, flat road, dirt road, that leads into the Kenwood Forest. And there are some, like, lanterns every now and then, like, set up along the road. But it's kind of a dark glow, and it's kind of a dark, spooky forest at this point. You notice, you look up, and you see a full moon, and the moon is glowing orange. And there are wisps of clouds stretching across the sky like fingers gripping the world. And you also know, especially in the forest, there's a thick layer of fog slithering low across the ground. And as you're walking along the road, you see that it's carpeted in crunching leaves, so every step you take is a crunch, crunch, crunch. And then you come to the edge of town, and you see Brother Isaac there.
Hey, Brother Isaac, we got our masks? And you know what? When we were walking this way, I thought about picking up a pumpkin with the light to carry with us into the woods. What do you think about that?
I think that's a good idea.
That's a great idea. Oh, that's wonderful. Do any of you have a lantern in your...
I do.
You do? Summer, you have a lantern?
Yes.
Okay, so if Midnight Moon, you carry that pumpkin, mm-hmm. and Summer, if you carry a lantern, and I suppose Autumn, if you keep watch, help us keep watch, then you know we can keep a lookout for any spooks. But I doubt we'll see anything spooky tonight, though. I bet it'll be fine, don't you?
Have you seen the sky and all this fog?
Let's go.
Yeah, I think we're ready to go. We might as well start now.
All right. The four of you, the three of you and Brother Isaac, start walking into the Kenwood Forest. And Summer has her lantern that is glowing in her hand. And Midnight Moon is holding, she's really short because she's a gnome, and she's holding a pumpkin that's like almost the same size as her. So it's like a really big thing. She's waddling as she's holding this, carrying this pumpkin with her. And you walk into the forest, into the Kenwood Forest. As you walk for some time, and you don't hear anything unusual. Every now and then you hear a little hoot, 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 hoot. But then you start looking and you notice these glowing eyes peering back at you. And everywhere you look, there are these glowing eyes that are looking at you and staring at you. And every now and then you hear a little hiss or a little meow. And then you see, you hear a scurrying up the tree or a scurrying along the ground. And you see that there are cats everywhere. And they, for some reason, are very unsettled on the evening of Shadow Eve. And as you keep walking, those eyes are everywhere. And then you hear a little crying. Sounds like a little girl crying faintly. And as the road turns up ahead, it sounds like the crying is coming from ahead, from the around the curve of the road. What would you like to do?
I just keep walking until it's crying.
Okay. Do you all keep walking?
Yeah.
I was going to kind of like sneak up a little bit and see if I can peer through the darkness to see what it is, because I don't know why a little girl would be out there on her own. It's kind of, I don't know. Is it a trap? It's kind of sneaky.
Midnight Moon, why don't you roll your tricky star number then?
I rolled a 2. And plus 1. 3.
All right, Midnight Moon, I guess you're trying to sneak through the woods?
Or yeah, just kind of, sneak on my own a few steps to see if I can see anything.
You're trying to be sneaky, but every step you take, you're stepping on leaves that are crunching. And you have this big pumpkin that you're carrying with you that's making you like waddle and like take heavy steps and make a loud noises. And the pumpkin's glowing. So everyone knows where you are.
Oh, no.
And you sneak up through the woods at the same time that Summer and Autumn are walking and Brother Isaac are walking around the trail. And they come across this little girl sitting along the side of the road. But she is not just a normal little girl. Oh, no, no. She is partially see-through, and she's faintly glowing, just sitting there with her face in her hands, crying faintly on the side of the road. What do you do?
I ask her what's wrong.
Her head pops up out of her hands, and you see that her eyes are completely black, and they're wide open, almost as if she's shocked and surprised. And she stands up, and she's looking around as if she wants to hear who said that. And she doesn't make eye contact with you, but she does start walking in your direction. And she walks right through you, Autumn. And you take 1 heart point of damage. As she finishes walking through Autumn, she continues to walk straight and she just wanders off into the woods.
Autumn, are you okay? That looked really weird.
That felt kind of just tickly, sort of.
All right, so Midnight Moon is now at the front of the pack, and Brother Isaac is, like, clinging to Summer. He's just, like, clinging because he's so scared, and he's just looking around. His eyes are darting everywhere, and he's so scared. So the four of you get back to the path, and you continue along the way down to Pine Hollow. As you come around another curve, you see another spooky ghost But this time it is a bride, and she's wearing this big wedding dress with this big flowing train along the ground and this big veil that's covering her face. But she is glowing just a little bit, and you can see through her, and her arms are out wide, and she is just dancing in circles, and she is just spinning across the road as if it were like her own wedding dance. But she's all alone, and she's just oblivious to you, and she's just dancing across the road. What do you girls do?
I'm going to say that's a beautiful dance.
I'm going to say, yeah, like, are you okay? You look beautiful, and we're just going to try to walk on past you.
She stops. And she lifts her veil up over her face. And you see also that her eyes are completely black and they're wide open. And she looks in the direction where the sound came and she can't quite see you because your masks are protecting you. And she walks in the direction of that sound. She just starts to wander in that direction. But this time she walks right through summer. She walks right through you, and you feel a cold chill and a tickle and a tingle as she walks through you, and you take one heart point of damage. You walk on, and you continue walking, and right off of the side of the road, there's a little cave. You're walking along as the road takes you to like a stone cliff wall, and in the cliff, there's this deep cave, and inside, as you walk past it, you hear, "Hey, hey, come in my cave. Hey, you, come closer."
I'm just going to say no.
No, we're not coming in.
Why should we go in there?
I said come closer.
I start running as fast as I can to get away from that.
No, come here.
No.
I said no.
I just ran away and I said, no, we're never coming in.
The three of you and Brother Isaac, you run down, continue down the road and away from the cave. And then as you come around another curve, then you see another person. This time, this person is wearing a robe with a hood up over their head. And you can't see their face because it's in shadow and they're hunched over the road.
I'm going to walk up close to Brother Isaac and kind of whisper on my tippy toes up in his ear and say, "Hey, man. There's a lot of ghosts out here. This is a bad idea. What were you thinking?"
Well, we have to get to Pine Hollow. There's this poor old lady. Her house is haunted, and it's an emergency. She's been living with this. I don't know. I got the letter, and that's what I'm supposed to do.
I'm going to shout, hey, man, are you like a ghost, too? Just let me know now.
And he startles when he hears your voice, and he jumps up, and he spins around, and he looks at you, and he's like, "Oh!" And he looks right at you, at each one of you. He's like, "What are you doing here? No one's supposed to be out on Shadow Eve." And then he reaches out his hands and they start to glow. And on either side of him, stepping out of the woods, on his left side, steps a 7-foot tall scarecrow, and he has glowing orange eyes, and he is staring right at you. And on his right side, stepping out of the forest, is a 7-foot tall pumpkin man. It's got a pumpkin as a head, and its body is like vines and sticks and logs, and its fingers are like claws, and it's got long arms and long legs. And they step out to either side. They start walking towards you. Everyone take a d20, and we will roll for an initiative.
Is this a d20?
Summer, 18. You got an 18. Midnight Moon, what'd you get?
15.
15. And Autumn, what'd you get?
13.
The person to go first is Summer.
Yes.
All right, Summer, you get to move and do what you want to do. You want to attack or you want to do some special ability or something?
I'm just going to like get my lantern and put it right, like try to squeeze it right in his back.
Ooh, okay. You swing your lantern at the scarecrow monster and he flinches. He's a big scary monster. He's like 7 feet tall. So he's like really tall above you. But even though he's this big monster, he flinches at that lantern and he raises his arm and your lantern smashes into his arm, exploding in fire, and his left arm catches on fire and completely burns away. So, good job, kiddo. All right, the next person up is the pumpkin monster. The pumpkin monster, like, completely ignores that, and he charges straight for the group, and he is looking at Autumn, and he runs up to Autumn, and he goes to strike. His body is made out of, like, wood and vines and stuff, but it's, like, very dry, and he creaks when he moves, but his hands, or what look like makeup his hands, they're, like pointy claws, and so when he swings his hand down on you, Autumn, it's like this scratch. So he swings with his right arm, and he just misses because he just ran up on you, and he doesn't quite get you, but then he turns around, and he swings with his left arm. Oh, and that is a nat 20, a natural 20. That's when it landed on 20, which is really good if you roll a 20, but if it's a bad guy that rolls a 20, that's really bad for you guys. So he gets you really good with the left hand. He just did 5 hearts of damage.
Autumn.
All right, next up is Midnight Moon. What would you like to do?
You know, since that pumpkin-headed guy ran up on us and I'm holding this big old jack-o'-lantern, I might be small, but I got a lot of muscle. I want to heave this pumpkin straight at his head, try to knock off his head with his pumpkin head, and then replace his head with my lantern so then he can't see or do nothing.
Ooh, okay. Roll a d20.
All right. I got a big old number 4.
Number 4?
Yeah.
Okay, you throw the pumpkin at him, but he kind of dodges a little bit out of the way, so it doesn't quite hit him. But luckily, the pumpkin you were carrying, it lands in a pile of leaves and is still intact, and it is landing. It's like right beside where the two of you are.
Cool.
All right. Next up is Autumn. Autumn, what would you like to do?
I would like to use thorns.
Thorns. Okay. Okay. So you pick out an acorn out of your satchel and you throw it at who?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. You throw it at the pumpkin and roll d20 to see if you hit.
16.
Ooh.
All right. That hits. That acorn lands right on his chest and these vines pop out of it and they're just covered in these thorns and they start scratching and cutting. All right, so next up is the scarecrow. That scarecrow, he just got his arm to burn off by you and he turns towards you and he is 7 feet tall and he's just kind of covered in like this burlap sack. And it's like inside the burlap, there's like the holes cut out for his eyes and his big jagged wide mouth. But there's also like sticks and stuff in there and like wood that's like pointy and sharp and pokey. And like you can see like where his hands are kind of clawed like that too. And he just looks at you with his glowing orange eyes and he leans over right at you. And then he just screams. He's got this shout, this glare that he's looking at you and he's like, and you need to roll a d20 right now.
Yes, see, 1 and 9.
All right, 19.
He glares at you and growls at you, but it doesn't even affect you at all. Like, he was trying to scare you, but girl, you are so brave that you are not shaking in your boots. You are like, whatever. Next up is Summer. Summer, what would you like to do?
I'm going to do here.
All right. You look at him and Winter, give us your best hero holler, your just scariest hero holler right now. Oh my goodness gracious. So when he tried to growl at you to scare you, it didn't work. But when you right back up in his face and you shout in his face, you actually scared the scarecrow monster with your hero holler. And he is stunned for 1 round and he can't move.
You know, do you still have your healing potion?
I do.
You can use that on your next turn.
That's right.
Ooh, okay.
In fact, it is your turn.
What do I have to do to use the healing potion? Don't just like take it out of my satchel and drink it real quick?
Yep, that would be your action for this round.
My only action?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to pause on that. No, first I'm going to say, how dare you with your stinky, stanky, ugly pumpkin face try to smack me? I'm going to pull out my psychic slap and I'm going to rear up my hand and go smack him so hard, he's going to fall back and bust into a million pieces.
All right. Roll a d20.
Please. I got 10.
Oh, you reach out with your mind and the psychic energy it's just like a wind that passes over him and it doesn't do any damage. Autumn, what would you do next? What would you like to do?
I have marbles, so I'm going to take out some marbles from my satchel and throw them at kind of like spread them out on the ground near the pumpkin's feet, the pumpkin guy's feet. So he will, like, take a step and trip and fall and take and explode.
Nice. Okay. Let's see. You roll a d20. You're going to throw the marbles out and roll a d20.
Yep. 4.
Oh, no.
A 4?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know what? You totally fumble the marbles out of your satchel, and you just are clumsy a little bit, and they just like you fumble them out. But the pumpkin monster is even clumsier. And as you just got so lucky, because as you throw them on the ground, he actually slips and falls. Why don't you roll a d6 and tell me how much damage he takes?
I knew it. These guys look like big dummies.
1.
Next up is the scarecrow, and the scarecrow.
Wait. He's frozen for a round.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. So it's the scarecrow's turn, but he's still scared. He's scared of summer. So he's shaking in his straw, and he doesn't go.
Shivering.
Summer, you get to go. What would you like to do?
So I'm gonna wrap my rope into a little circle, and then try to catch the monster and pull him back.
So you pull out your rope and just like super fast, because you are like really good. Even in the middle of combat, you are like a brave warrior, and super fast. You like tie up a professional knot, like one of those that has like a real name that I don't know about. And it just looks super tough. And like before the scarecrow, this scaredy scarecrow can do anything about it, you throw this loop over his head, and I want you to roll a d20. Okay. Roll a d20 and tell me what the number is.
6.
Okay. These guys are rolling real bad. My guys are rolling bad. So the bad guys are. So you get this thing, Summer. You get this. You throw the rope over him and around his waist, and you want to like pull it to where he falls down. And you pull it to where he falls down. And then what do you want to do?
And then I'm going to step on him and jump on him.
All right. And then you just like stomp right on him. And then the pumpkin, he looks over at Midnight Moon, and he leans over, and his eyes begin glowing orange, and he growls at you. And you need to roll a d20.
15.
Okay. It has no effect on you. He growls at you, but you're not scared. You're fine. All right. Next up is Autumn. Autumn, what would you like to do?
Well, I'm going to shapeshift.
Oh, okay.
And into a very long cobra.
Ooh, okay.
Nice.
It's a cobra.
Snake. It's a snake.
Like a snake?
And I'm gonna wrap myself in the pumpkin guy's legs and just like slither away and like pull him down.
All right. So you turn into a cobra. And you wrap yourself around his legs, and you try to pull him down. Give me a d20. Roll a d20. All right, you squeeze and squeeze, but the pumpkin, he just kind of like slips his leg out of you, and you're only around one of his legs, and he just kind of steps around you. All right, next up is the scarecrow. He's back now. He's not shaking in his boots anymore, and he looks down at Winter, and he's kind of like withered, like just that hay. He looks at Summer. That's right. And like the hay's falling out of him. He's not looking too good. But with his remaining right hand, he slashes down his claw to try to claw you. And he hits your armor, but your armor is tough. And his hand just bounces right off of your armor. Summer, what do you do?
Jump, slash.
Jump, chop?
Yeah, jump, chop.
Jump, chop. Okay, roll a d20.
Yeah.
18. 18, okay. So you hit him. All right, so roll a d10.
Ooh.
9. Nice. Describe how you destroy the scarecrow monster? Tell us how he dies.
I cut him in half, and his legs and his arms are both chopped, and his arms are with his legs.
Yeah, you cut him in half with your pink steel sword, and it just chops him in half, and he just falls to pieces. And there's hay and burlap sack and like wood just flying apart, and he is no more. Good job, Summer. All right, the pumpkin. He reaches his claw up, and he looks at Autumn. And he gets a nat one, which means he swings his claw down and he misses Autumn, but the claws just go into the dirt beside her. And his claw is stuck in the dirt beside her. He reaches with his left hand to try to claw. Oh my gosh, you're kidding me.
Nat one?
Another nat one.
Yeah.
So with his left hand, he reaches his hand up to claw you with his left hand, but misses you also and hits the dirt. And his claws, now both claws are stuck in the dirt, and he's trying to pull them out. Midnight Moon.
This guy's a dummy.
Midnight Moon, your turn.
I am going to pick up this pumpkin and heave it back behind my head, and I want to because he's kind of stuck right in the ground, and I'm going to go take it and throw it into his butt.
All right, roll the d20 twice and give me the highest number.
Ooh.
All right, 16. You nail him
with
this pumpkin, and it explodes in flame. You have destroyed the scarecrow monster, and you've destroyed the pumpkin monster, and then the guy in the robes... He looks at you and he is scared and he's like, what are you doing? I don't have time for this. And he turns around and he sprints off into the woods.
That was, what was up with that guy? Autumn, are you okay? I'm kind of hurt. How are we all doing?
Good.
That was crazy.
I think you, Midnight Moon, should drink some healing potion. I'm going to wait until I'm a little bit low.
Don't you have a healing ability?
I forgot.
He's like, you don't look so good.
Oh my goodness. This is Brother Isaac. You three heroes are amazing. I didn't know what was going on. Who is that guy? We have to go. We have to go before the time is up. I mean,
Brother Isaac, how much longer is the journey? Are we almost there?
We are. We're almost there. And he points and you see down the road that the trees all around you that have been all around you are these beautiful orange leaves, and they've been red and orange and purple, and there's leaves scattered all along the grounds. That's what you has been around you. But he points further down the road, and you see this abrupt change in all of the trees, where they go from those broadleaf trees with orange leaves to evergreen trees, and they are all evergreen trees with their green needle-like leaves and little furs on them. And you can tell that means you are close to Pine Hollow. You are almost there.
All right, I say we keep going. We've come across some really crazy stuff out here, and before anything else sneaks up on us or attacks us, I want to get out of these woods. Let's keep going.
The three of you and Brother Isaac, you walk along the road, and you pass into where the trees change, where you're now in the pine areas, and you walk down the path, and it opens up to this nice little town of these beautiful, the wood that they use to make these homes, though it's a little bit different than Staghold, where you were last time, or Riverbend, where you started tonight. The wood here is a little darker gray wood, and the homes are a little pointier. They're a little quirkier. Each one's got its kind of own little individual thing. And you know, you recognize, because you've been here before, this is the town of Pine Hollow. And there is not a single person on the road. But as you walk through the town, Brother Isaac leads you through the town, and you get to kind of off on the edge of town. You come across this big yard that is manicured very well. It's got these bushes and grasses and trees that are really beautiful. And you walk down the little pathway to get to this house, and it is this big mansion house. And you could tell at one time it was really fancy, but now it's kind of looking a little dusty and a little like there's cobwebs all over the house and there's dust and like the shutters of the windows don't look like that they were taken care of. Like they need new shutters and the paint on the house. It's kind of like cracking and it needs new paint on the outside. It almost looks like no one has lived in this house in a long time, except that the windows are glowing. And we will leave it there until next time.
No, I want to do it so bad.
You're at the spooky house. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this episode of Swords and Unicorns. If you liked it, then help us spread the word and tell a friend about us. You can also connect with us on Instagram and Facebook at Swords and Unicorns. Also, we're proud members of the Helios Network, a collection of great podcasts made by regular people. Check out theheliosnetwork.com for other amazing podcasts. Our next episode comes out in 2 weeks, so until then, keep your swords sharp and your imagination sharper.
Yawning. Wait, we're starting?
What level are
we? All right. I'm testing. Daddy, 1, 2, 3. Daddy, yo, yo, it's me. It's Daddy. All right, Mommy.
I'm here, Mommy. 1, 2, 3 on the flow.